Tell me about the foundation.
So the foundation has been in existence for about 80 years. It's a foundation that is focused on lifting up the lives of all North Carolinians. It's a North Carolina-based foundation, based headquartered in Winston-Salem, but serves the entire state. It currently has focus areas that include democracy, public education, the environment, community economic development, and then social justice and equity.
That's a big umbrella. You have recently launched a listening tour, Mo Wants to Know. Tell me about that.
The Board of Trustees decided that it was time, if you will, to take an assessment of where they are and where the state is and see how we could continue to make positive change in the state of North Carolina. And so when I started just a few months ago, the board and I agreed that we would kick off the strategic assessment starting in May, and the assessment itself will go for an entire year. And as part of that, we wanted to have a listening and learning tour. And that listening and learning tour would give us an opportunity to go across the state and hear from community leaders, business leaders, political leaders, community members, as well, about what they think we ought to be focusing on, what are the challenges that might be in their community across the state, as well as successes, and then certainly ideas for improving. And so we decided to name that listening and learning tour Mo Wants to Know.
Where have you been so far, and what stands out? What have you heard that stands out?
So we decided to start with some of our larger communities first. And so our first event, if you will, that we held was actually in Winston-Salem, which is where we're headquartered. So that makes a lot of sense. From there, we went to Charlotte, and now we're here in Asheville. We certainly are intending to go to some other larger communities, but then also some micropolitan and smaller communities as well. In between going to the communities that I've already mentioned, I certainly have been to other parts of the state too, just to again listen and learn, understand what those issues are and ideas that people have. What has come up? Mm-hmm. All sorts of different things have bubbled up at this point, which is great. Some things that have certainly stood out for me include things related to social justice and equity, racial justice, racial tensions that are occurring across the country and then certainly here in North Carolina as well. Concerns about public education have certainly been lifted up to me in any number of different ways. And then issues for nonprofits that are doing amazing work across this state, struggling with how do they continue to sustain and enhance the work that they're doing. And so sustainability issues for nonprofits has also been an issue that's come up time and again.
You're in Western North Carolina this week. What questions are you going to ask? Who are you talking to, and what do you think you might hear?
So I'm asking really the same questions everywhere. The answers, I think, are informed by the region or part of the state that I happen to be in. Those questions include trying to get at what are the challenges, what are the opportunities, and what big ideas do you have to help us address those challenges and opportunities that we can either employ here in the location that we find ourselves in or even across the state of North Carolina as well. So the questions are essentially the same. Now, the answers are informed by the area that we find ourselves in. And so here, certainly hearing lots about concerns about affordable housing, as an example, hearing concerns about public education. Certainly, this is a region, part of the country, that takes a lot of pride in the outdoor spaces that we have and wanting to be sure that those spaces are healthy and vibrant, and concerns about what we might be doing to impact our environment. And so those are responses that I'm getting. meeting with all sorts of different individuals. So not only during this week, but then I've been here one other time before since I started. And so if you combine those two times that I've been up here since I started, I've met with the mayor, for example, certainly met with some of our grantees, to include Pisgah Legal Services, the Asheville City School Foundation. So just those would be some examples of entities and individuals that I've met with thus far.
You'll take all of what you learn and hear, and then what happens?
Several things will happen. And to be clear, my tour, the conversations that I'm having, that's just one component of a series of things that we'll be doing across the state of North Carolina. So, for example, we will engage groups of grantees, or we'll engage an expert in a particular area, like what's happened demographically across the state, trying to understand what the state might look like 10 or 15 years from now, because that might inform the sorts of answers that we might want to provide. We'll talk with other funders, try to understand what they are doing in the state of North Carolina and how we might be able to partner with them. Yeah, in 80 years, we've done over $500 million of grant making. And so certainly we are a big player, but we're not the only player. And so partnering with others will be critically important. So it's the combination of lots of conversations that we'll have across the state. And once we have those conversations, then it will be a matter of having internal discussions with our staff and then with our trustees about what might we focus on for the next, and we haven't even picked the next number of years at this point, but let's say anywhere from 10 to 30 years, what are the things that we would like to focus on that we think can make a substantive difference in North Carolina.
If you miss this meeting, there is an opportunity for the public to participate. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. So the public can participate via our online opportunity. They can go to our website, which is www.zsr.org. They can also participate through our Facebook page and our Twitter page. They can also, if they want to do snail mail, they can certainly do it that way as well and let us know what they're thinking. So there'll be multiple opportunities and ways for community members and leaders to participate.
Anything else you'd like to add about the foundation or about your visit here in Western North Carolina?
So what I would say in conclusion is I certainly believe that the foundation has tried to do amazing work for over 80 years, almost 80 years now, and wants to be a partner in a even better North Carolina going forward. And so very much want to hear what people have to say about where we are and where we can go and how we might get there. Yeah. And then figure out how ZSR can be a part of that.
Mo Green, Executive Director of the Z. Smith Reynolds Foundation, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.